Engineer wants to go home.
We're good, Brian.
Good?
Yep.
In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Board of Health as published in the Hunter Review. The agenda was posted by the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Rise for, nope, you're not going to do that, are you? Do you want to do a flag salute? Okay, rise for a flag salute. Moment of silence for our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Roll call.
Ms. Brandmeier?
Here.
Mr. Smith? Mr. McKee?
Here.
Ms. Kohler?
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Here.
Mr. Abakowski?
Here.
Ms. Payne?
All right, we have presentation of minutes, but I don't see any. Do we have any?
No minutes.
No minutes. Motion, please, to open up public comment, limited to agenda items only.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Any no public? Motion to close public comment, please.
Motion closed. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Okay. New business is septic system alteration waiver. Living in Township Block 27, Lot 5, 3 Highview Street. The engineer is here to address it. Mr. Hoffman.
So for the record, I'm Kurt Hoffman, Kurt Hoffman Engineering, here this evening for number 3 Highview Street, Block 60, Lot 15. This is a house sale that failed septic inspection. I was hired by the Sturm family to perform soil logic testing at the site and design a new system for the site. Upon arrival at the site, we found that this is a very tight site, limited space. It's only 0.344 acres. With the space that we had, we performed soil log 1, soil log 2 on the site, took samples with favorable results. Septic is located in, my opinion, the most conforming location available on the parcel property. It unfortunately doesn't meet one aspect of state septic code, and that is the distance from disposal bed to disposal bed. So that would be the proposed disposal bed on our lot to the existing disposal bed on lot 4. State septic code requires 50 feet between disposal beds. We only have 30 feet. So for the record, if we were to locate the septic system anywhere else on the property, we would have multiple waivers. Such as distance to the home, distance to property boundary, distance to drainage, the inlet you see at the corner of Highview Street. And as we all know, there's a public well that then feeds these homes. So we tried to maximize the distance from that well also. So as you see, the existing system is in the front yard. We moved it away from that public well that's out there, away from drainage that's out there. Unfortunately, we couldn't meet all the code. So that's why we're here this evening.
You see you have a 13-art gallon tank?
I do.
Reason for that?
Two compartments and with the effluent filter that's required.
Okay. It is two compartments because I'm not noticing that here.
So if you, it says proposed 1,300 gallon and then it says two comp dot concrete septic tank on page one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there should be detail on page
okay.
46.
Back page here. Yeah.
Is
okay.
A two compartment tank. Mm-hmm.
And it's on town water, so there's no worries at the well.
Correct.
Committee, have any questions?
No. So the construction entrance, is the driveway going to be the construction entrance to come off one of the roads there?
Now, do you see the shed right at the corner of the disposal bed?
Yes.
Okay, so from that shed, if you went directly straight toward Highview Street, you're going to come in right there. That's where we brought.
Okay.
Milkowski's dug the logs. That's where they brought the machine in. It's not too steep. They could kind of cut the grade there and come up.
Okay.
Yep. Now, unfortunately, there's no way to get around the other way.
Yeah, but it looks like a retaining wall or a fence or something.
In the back, that is a retaining wall. I mean, it's kind of surprising. Well, maybe, possibly, Lot 4 was here in the last year or two when they did their septic. Septic's not that old. I'm sure they came in for waivers for that one as well. Not that really.
Okay. Nice.
Anybody want to make a motion?
Make a motion to approve the septic system alteration waiver for Block 27, Lot 5 on 3 Highview Street.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 All right.
Thank you.
Second one is another septic system alteration waiver. Block 18, Lot 6.02, 22 Hopkins Crossing Road. And I'll refer over to the engineer.
Yes. So for the record, again, I'm Kurt Hoffman, Kurt Hoffman Engineering. Here this evening for Block 18, Lot 6.02, commonly known as 22 Hopkins Crossing Road. This house is not for sale currently. Local resident of the town gets his own this property as a rental. They are in process of fixing it up. It may go on the market at some point in time. As part of that process of fixing up, the septic is no good. So we're in obviously process of approval and replacement of the disposal systems. I'm going to jump ahead and then jump back, if that's okay, because I want to get a bunch of stuff on the record with this one. The two waivers we're seeking this evening are waivers of items on our own property. I'm sure you read the letter. So it's distance from the proposed disposal bed to our own home, and it is the distance from the proposed disposal bed to a proposed well. So there's two waivers we're seeking. They're both impacting ourselves. Okay, so I just want to get that out there. This has been a process to get to here, and this is what I want on the record. So as you can see on the design, we perform soil log 1, soil log 2, soil log 3, and then there's soil logs 4 and 5. We originally had gone out to this site and performed soil logs 1, 2, and 3. We designed a system adjacent to soil logs 2 and 3. That design was submitted to Hunterdon County Health Department for review, their cursory review letter, and then anticipation to come to this board for approval. As part of that, we were encroaching on the neighboring well behind. We sent notice to that neighbor. The neighbor was not super happy about the situation. We took it upon ourselves to go back out to the site, perform additional testing. As you can see, with the location of the disposal bed, that's going to require sealing our own well on our property and drilling a new well on our property. So it's a huge expense to appease a distraught neighbor. So I just wanted that to be on the record. So this system incorporates a Norwego system, which is pre-treatment. Within that Norwego unit, we're also putting ultraviolet. So not only are we drilling a new well, relocated the system 100 feet away from the neighboring well, we're putting pre-treatment with ultraviolet. So my opinion, there's not another thing that I'm aware of that we could do to make the situation any better for the neighbor.
Is the ultraviolet light part of your design?
Yes. Okay. And that is incorporated in the Norwego tank. So there's a four-chambered tank. In the fourth chamber, the pump chamber, as the effluent comes from the filtration chamber into the pump chamber, it'll travel through the ultraviolet light system.
Where would the new well be located? In the front?
It's on the plan. So, yes, it'll be, as you, are you familiar with that lot?
I am.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. So it's pulling the driveway.
Setting you up.
Yeah. No. There's not much choice. If you come in, we're going to drill it right in the corner of the pavement of the driveway right there. That's as far away as we can get, where we can get a drill rig, yada, yada. Mm-hmm.
Now.
Go ahead.
The seepage pit.
I think it's a huge improvement to the lot myself. Just looking at
what they're doing. Under the blacktop, in that left corner, there's a seepage pit that they paved under.
Now, that's news to me. Thank you.
Okay, because I put it in, so
okay.
That's why I know.
Because all of the information on the septic that was translated to me is, as you see on the plan, it's the circle that's underneath the Norwego tank.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a second one under the driveway?
Yeah, to the left of the house.
Okay.
Right there. Yeah.
Because
where you're putting in, you're above the wall. Where the tank is.
Correct. Right. On the right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So to the left of the house, where you see where it says rock wall, somewhere in that area, there's a
where the word existing is for drive existing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Existing.
Yep.
In that corner somewhere.
So.
And then years later they paved over it.
I'm going to suggest, if the board is favorable with this application, that we put that on the plan. I will provide a revised copy to the board and the Hunterdon County notating that.
So that'll have to be excavated and crushed.
We don't want that to be an issue in the future.
So you have to take the driveway up?
Is it they'll have to cut paved? The blacktop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes they'll do flowable concrete, so it doesn't have to be a big hole. Mm. They'll open it up, mm. pump it out, and just put flowable concrete. Done deal.
So you don't want to drill through it for a while.
No. No, we want to be off to the side.
That's the only thing. Okay. I noticed here. But, yeah, it's a long time ago.
Okay. That's why we need people like you.
I'm guessing some
legacy members. No,
late 80s, maybe, something like that. I mean, when you were still allowed to do that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then everything else conforms to code. Distances to well, distance to property lines, distance, everything. Mm. We've modified the design on the second go-around to meet all of the neighboring requirements. And again, for the record, that the only two waivers are the distance of the disposal bed to our home and the distance of the disposal bed to the proposed well.
I don't see what else you could possibly do. Anybody like to make a motion?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Thank you. We will. I'll provide mm-hmm. you an mm-hmm. additional copy of the plan with that.
In the Board of Health. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thanks, Kurt.
I don't believe we have any unfinished business. Anybody have any unfinished?
I don't have any.
We could open up the public comment, but I don't see anybody here.
Have nice holidays.
Happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to open up the public comment and make a motion to close it, being there's no public.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. May I have a motion to adjourn? There's no executive session.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll
yes.
call?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Now I get 15 minutes to study and get everything together here. Get stuff out of the way. Jeez.